Good day, guys. This is your business coach, Adanna Austin, and welcome to the Dynamic Business Growth Podcast, your weekly podcast where we talk about all things business. I am Adanna Austin. I am your business coach and consultant, and I work with entrepreneurs, high-end entrepreneurs like yourself, to get very clear on your goals, identify your ideal clients, and develop the strategies to grow your business. So that's what I do in a nutshell. And today, like we did last week, I want to continue to have this discussion about marketing because it's something that every type of business needs to get a grip on, a grasp on, and needs to understand how to implement in their business, right? Marketing is not just for product-based businesses or for online businesses. Marketing is something that we all have to do. But everybody's marketing plan is not going to look the same. Everybody's strategies are not going to look the same. So there are two messages I really want to share with you about marketing. Last week we spoke about some myths and some realities about marketing and some of the things you really need to take into consideration when you have decided to really, you know, put your business out there and attract your ideal clients. What marketing is, and I've said this to you 1,000 times, and I'm going to continue to repeat it until you get it in your head, right? Marketing is the combination of activities that you do together. They work together to get you from where you are to where you want to be. It is not just one thing. And that is why everybody's strategy is going to look different. Even if you have the exact same business as your competitor, your strategy can look different because it depends on what your goal is, and it depends on who your ideal clients are, what you want to focus on, and also depends on what you are selling. So everybody's strategy is not going to look the same. And that's why a bad strategy is just looking at what all the gurus are doing and jumping on board and trying to do exactly what they're doing. You're going to set yourself up for failure, right? Because you don't know what their goals are. You don't know what resources and what tools that they have available to them for them to do what they are doing. And you don't know what their end goal is, right? So just hopping on every single fad is not the way to go. And hopping on every single thing that you see these gurus that you like to follow doing is not the way to go. You need to figure out with your own voice and your own positioning, what do I want to be known for? And what do I want to be known as? Who is my audience and where is my audience and what exactly is the challenge that they are experiencing, and then how can I help them solve that challenge? How does the offering that I have help them solve that challenge? So the one thing I want to tell you guys is that there are over 20, I'm sure there's more, right? Because I just finished putting together our training for this Saturday for the Marketing Masterclass, and I think I got like 16 different strategies, and I'm sure there are so many more that I did not actually put down. But there are so many strategies out there for you to market to your audience, right? And remember, marketing is about building that relationship, right? Building that know, like, and trust, building, you know, getting engaged with your audience. When you're thinking about marketing, you're not just thinking about, okay, how can I attract these clients, but how can I build a relationship with these clients? Because that is what your marketing is. And that is how your marketing is tied to your sales, right? Your marketing is building the trust, building the relationship. And your sales is where you make the sales. So that is what you need to focus on when you're thinking about your marketing. And because there are so many different strategies, guys, as I said, I counted 16 this morning when I was putting together my training. Because there are so many different strategies, you also have to decide which one will work for you, right? You do not have to do all 16 strategies. You don't even need to do 5 strategies. You can decide, I am going to choose these 3 strategies and really, really optimize these strategies to make this thing work for me, right? You have to decide based on your resources, based on the platforms that you are utilizing, based on your long-term goal, based on the money that you want to make, and based on the money that you have, which strategy will work for me, right? Because ads might not work for everybody. Right? Blogging might not work for everybody. Podcasting might not work for everybody. And all of these things are strategies for you to attract your ideal clients and continue to build that relationship. So you have to decide what works for you. A lot of times we become overwhelmed because we are a few reasons. We have become overwhelmed because we are trying too many strategies, right? And we're not giving a strategy a time to build momentum. So we try this and we jump to this and we jump to the other one and we jump to the other one. So we're not giving our strategies time to build momentum so that they can get legs and really do the work that we want them to do, right? And we're just jumping from strategy to strategy to strategy. And then the other thing is that we're not linking the strategies together. So if you say, okay, I'm going to do social media marketing, but social media marketing should also be linked to your content marketing, to maybe your video marketing, to your email marketing. So when you say social media marketing, you have to understand what that is. It's not just about, let me post on social media every single day, right? Because depending on your business, you may need to post once a day, twice a day, right? And somebody else may need to post six times a day. It's going to be different for everybody, right? So you have to understand how the strategies are tied into each other as well to give you the best outcome that you want, right? So it's not just posting on social media. It's not just sending a bunch of emails. It's not just writing a blog every single week. It's not just having a website, right? And that is where a lot of the downfall comes about. And that's where a lot of us get overwhelmed and burned out, because we don't understand how does this one strategy feed into the other strategy so that I can get the most, the best results out of the offering that I am giving to my ideal clients, as opposed to I'm just going to send emails, and I'm not linking it to anything else. I'm not utilizing social or videos, or, you know, I'm not linking it, or I'm just going to write this blog and I'm going to just put it on my website. But you're not doing anything else to get people to your website. You're not sharing the blog on your socials. You're not sharing the blogs in your emails. There are a lot of different elements that have to work together to make your marketing as effective as possible. And once you understand how these things work together, you will not be as overwhelmed or feel as burdened as we tend to feel when we are doing our marketing. Because I know the knee-jerk reaction is, let me start a Facebook page or let me start an Instagram, right? Knee-jerk reaction. But what about it, right? How are you optimizing those platforms, right? How are you making the best use of it so that you can stand out in the market? You can position yourself as a leader. You can attract the very best clients that you want to attract, yeah, so that you can get the results that you want. So my thing is, don't try to do all the strategies at one time. Choose maybe two or three strategies. As I said, they have like 20 different strategies and more, I'm sure. Choose two or three different strategies and determine how can they complement each other. How can I make these strategies work together to get me the results that I want? That's one thing. The other thing that leaves a lot of business owners feeling overwhelmed and burned out as they launch their businesses, as they put their businesses out there, is that you're trying to sell too many things at one time. So let me explain what I mean by that. Yes, those people who are making six figures and seven figures and eight figures and $1 million and whatever, yes, they are selling more than one thing at a time. Yes, they are. However, right, instead of trying to sell 10 things at one time, you want to try to niche down as possible and sell maybe 3 things at a time, as opposed to trying to sell 100 things at one time. Look at all of the offerings that you have out there. Look at all of the things, all of the trainings that you have, all of the ebooks, all of the digital products, all of the videos, all of the product lines that you have. Look at all of the things that you have out there and see how you can bundle them together. Determine which one of the things you can bundle together. And then if you know that marketing and you're struggling with marketing and sales, try to sell one thing at a time. Because guys, it's going to be really, really hard for you to sell 3 things, 5 things, or 10 things if you cannot master selling one thing at a time. So once you can figure out how to and master how to sell this one thing, right, and not just once, but sell it multiple times and build an audience who actually needs it and wants it and will continue to buy it and shout it from the rooftops, then it's going to be easier for you every 2 weeks or every 3 weeks to then sell something else, and then 2 weeks again, then you sell something else, and then 2 weeks again, then you sell something else. But instead of trying to have 100 things underneath your belt, look at the 100 things that you have and then put them all together, bundle them all together and sell them like that. Sell them in bundles, or just put them together as one offering, right? And then master selling one thing at a time. Because if you're trying to sell 15 things at a time, guys, you are going to be burned out. You're going to become very, very, very overwhelmed, right? What I tend to do is, as we plan out our quarters, we decide, okay, what are the things that we're going to sell? Are we going to do a challenge? Are we going to do a masterclass? Are we going to focus on a particular digital product? Are we going to focus on our membership site? And we choose which one of those we're going to sell for each quarter. Right, and for each quarter we may choose about three to four different things, and then we don't normally sell all at the same time. We kind of space it out. So this week we're all about promoting the marketing masterclass, and then next week we're going to promote something else, and the other time, and next 2 weeks after that, we're going to promote something else. That is a great way for you to manage your overwhelm, right? If you're not at a stage where you feel comfortable selling multiple things at a time, space out your launch plans so that you give yourself 2 to 3 weeks to launch, to put it out there, to share the message with your audience in a variety of forms and a variety of ways. Do that really well, and then rinse and repeat with whatever tweaking needs to happen, because you recognize, okay, this is what is happening with my audience, or they respond better to videos, or they respond better to emails, or they respond better to whatever it is, my reels or my stories or whatever that may be for your business. Yeah, so guys, I want you to think about that as you are, you know, as you are planning out your marketing strategies, as you are putting your plans out there. Tell me in the comments if it makes sense. As you're putting your stuff out there, right? Think about, what strategies can I put together, and how are my strategies working together, as well as the offerings that I have. How can I bundle them together so that I do not become overwhelmed? Because marketing is a marathon, it's not a sprint. And while yes, you have low hanging fruits, there you have to understand that with your marketing takes time to build. So even if you put out your offering today and you only get, you know, 10 people signing up this time around, the next time around you're going to get more people, and the next time around you're going to get more people, right? It's about building momentum. That is what marketing is: building momentum with your audience, right? And the way that you build momentum is for you to be consistent. Yeah, you have to be consistent, whether it's sending those emails, writing those blogs, doing the videos, whatever it is that you decide to do, the way for you to do your marketing well is to build that momentum by being consistent with your messaging, being consistent sharing value, being consistent offering your audience some way for them to buy from you, because they expect you to offer them something, right? You're a business, right? They don't expect that they're just going to get a lot of free stuff from you, right? And if that's the type of clients you have following you, then need to get rid of them, because that's not who you want, right? You want people who are ready and willing to buy from you consistently, but you have to do the work to build that know, like, and trust, and to build that relationship with your audience through the content, the consistent content that you are sharing with them, to get the results that you ideally want for your business. Thanks so much for tuning into today's podcast. And remember, it is all about focus and consistency. Check for more episodes on my website at Marketing Dynamics Business Solutions at www.mkgdynamics.com.